Reports of corn and soybean yields vary, and Lake County 4-H leads statewide effort to fight hunger. This is Hoosier Ag Today. I'm Greg Allen. With harvest now underway, reports of corn and soybean yields are varying depending on how early or late the crop was planted. C.J. Miller has this update from Central Indiana.
As far as just the amount that we've harvested, I think we're probably half done with soybeans and got a little bit of a start on the corn.
That's David Lawson, who farms near Shelbyville in Shelby County.
Yield-wise, we've seen decent yields out of corn and beans, both what we've run, and been pretty satisfied there.
He tells Hoosier Ag Today the biggest impact on harvest so far has been the timeliness of when the crops were planted.
We had, I guess you'd say, kind of two different planting dates. We had an earlier one that was more April, then the second one came through more like the middle of May, toward the end of May. So everything we planted early, those yields were above average for sure. Now some of the later planted stuff is starting to show some of the stress of the dry weather, and we're not surprised by that.
Lawson adds that just a little more rain before the end of harvest would help.
Well, more so than anything, just to keep the dust down and try to mitigate that field fire situation. But, you look at the yields that were pretty good, and you think if we would have gotten some rain at that point, you always think this will, we'd have probably had this or could have had that. But the long and short is you're going to run the crops that you have and go on to next year.
Check out my full conversation with Shelby County farmer David Lawson. It's at HoosierAgToday.com. I'm C.J. Miller.